Why is this what me do it? I'm eating shortbread right now. Okay, Xavier. That's enough. Welcome to Something Something Joystick. Your weekly dose of video games. Of something, and something else. I'm your host, Xavier Rebetsky Noonan, with me as always.
Can you imagine an episode where I wasn't here?
It'd be funny.
Like, regardless of me doing silly noises, it would just... Hey! I can't even do an impression of you doing an impression of me. Why would that...
Welcome to Something Something Joystick. I'm Xavier Matthew. See, with me as always is... Oh, no, he's not here. Tom Sanderson.
See, that sounds like me doing an impression of you. Oh, no, it's with Xavier. I think neither of us can really do an impression of the other one.
Yeah, it's hard. It's not easy.
Yeah. Could you do just me normally talking instead of me, like, introing the show?
Could you just do me normally talking?
My Christopher Walken.
Oh, yes.
He can Christopher walk the walk.
Can he Christopher walk the talk? That doesn't even make sense.
I've been ill. I'm not on prime... Whatever.
Yes, with me as always is Xavier Betskin.
Can we start again?
No!
Ladies!
Why do you keep doing that intro, the yelling one? It's scary.
Because I'm full of rage. Because I like to start things off with you on the back foot, you know? I like to frighten you a little. And then I feel like... Because I'm not a very dominant person.
Yes, you are.
I don't think I'm dominant. I think I'm quite verbally submissive. Dominant. Maybe verbally.
Physically, definitely not.
No, but I feel like I have trouble, like, really taking over a situation, you know?
No, you don't.
But I feel like I do.
Yeah, but feeling like you do and having trouble is different things.
All right. Okay, yeah. But in terms of my own personal, like, position on this, I need to do something to give myself the confidence to sort of lead, you know,
Let me give you a tip.
All right.
Don't tell people to do things. Just do it and they will follow.
But then I have to do it. I don't know what you're talking about. You're like a... How does this apply to our
member
podcast?
Of the British Army? Yeah, but then I'd have to do it.
Ladies!
And anyone else who happens to be listening. Welcome to Something Something Joystick, your weekly-ish dose of video games, of something else, and of a further other different third thing. My name is Xavier Rebetsky Noonan, and with me, as always, is... I'm leaving gaps.
Why? For what? For sound effects? What are you going to come back and put, like, farts in between? With me, boing, as always.
Wait, hold up. That was meant to be a fart.
What did it sound like?
It was like...
Oh, sorry. With me, boing, as always. I don't know the rest of this peel.
If any of you are wondering what the hell's going on... Join the club. Tommy was eating some shortbread before we started recording. Yes, I am stroking your feet ever so gently, Tommy.
Yeah, I thought
don't break that illusion. Don't break the walls.
Okay.
I just need to do this sometimes. It helps me. It asserts my dominance. You know? This is how I take control.
Get back to why we're here.
By delicately stroking your toes.
Get back to why we're here.
Tommy was eating shortbread, so then I did an impression of him eating shortbread. That's... our lives up to this point.
Thank you for explaining the joke, Xavier.
Well, people would have been confused. They'd be like, oh, is Xavier all right? Is he having...
Has Xavier had a stroke?
I wouldn't be surprised. Xavier is not all right. Did I say who I am? I'm Xavier Betsky Noonan.
With me as always is blah, 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 and so on. Say what?
With me as always is, you know the rest. Tom Sanderson!
Hey, buddy.
Hey, pal. How you doing?
Yeah, not too bad.
Today,
I'm feeling pretty good.
This week is a weird week.
It is a weird week. Shall we explain why it's a weird week?
Let's take the people through it.
Let's go from the very beginning.
All right.
It's a very good place to start.
Well... there was a singularity that was existing outside of the universe as we know it. And due to reasons that science is still struggling to comprehend, there was an explosion, a mammoth explosion, which came to be known as the Big Bang. That's like the oldest joke ever. I can't believe you were amused by it.
It's funny, though, because I thought you were using the word singularity incorrectly, but in the end, you were using it correctly.
I know what a singularity is.
Yeah, but do you know science?
All of them.
All of us. Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's continue. You start at the point at which is logical to start, not the fucking Big Bang.
Okay. Well, I mean, you know.
The year was 1992.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, go on.
A young couple, Maciek Rubetsky and Lisa Noonan, newlyweds. In fact, not, because they're not married. Sorry. Fuck that up. Already the owner of one child. Produced another. His name is Avery Rubetsky. So on and so forth. Then he got to about 6 days ago. And then what happened, Xavier?
So I'm telling the story.
Yes!
We've been gone. We went away.
We've been out of Sydney.
We went to Adelaide.
Adelaide.
We drove there.
The happiest place on earth. I love Adelaide.
It's really nice.
I love that city. We went out for breakfast the morning after we got there on the 5th. And it was really lovely, wasn't it?
Mm.
We got juice.
Mm.
We saw a Free Palestine march.
Sure. Is this the part of the story that we're telling? I would have thought the more interesting part would be the fact that we drove 2 days either way.
Yeah.
You know, slowly descending into madness. And that's kind of the end product that you're left with here.
It's through the warmest weather I've ever experienced. Mm. So forgive us if we're not too funny today.
I arrived back after this ordeal, which we will probably go into again, because it was a big fucking adventure.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
But I arrived back and was horribly sick, violently ill. Yeah. And so we're recording this at the first available juncture, which I realize is later than you might be used to.
Mm.
Wednesday afternoon, weird time to record a podcast.
We really should have done it like straight after we got back, because we got back on Monday night. We should have done it while we were just at our wits' end.
Just absolutely fucking sick to death of each other.
That would have been a really funny podcast, I reckon.
Ugh, no, it wouldn't. It'd be hard. It'd be hard to listen to.
Yeah, it would be, but that would be part of the fun.
Ugh.
Ugh. You wouldn't like to do that?
We're pretty much at that level now.
Yeah.
Aren't we?
It's a bad to stink more.
But it is good to be back.
It is. I love Adelaide. I'll tell you the three things I didn't like about Adelaide. Number one, the water. The water is really bad in Adelaide.
Pool water?
Yeah, it tastes like pool water. And not just any pool water, like kiddie pool water where they've been weeing in it. It's disgusting.
That's because I peed in all the water you drank.
My God, you are sick.
Yeah, well, you
know. The second thing is...
Got to get your kicks somehow.
Some of the roads, they have weird rules. Like, they've got this merging thing without any signage. So it's like, doesn't say merge now. There's two lanes turn into one. That's crazy.
That's really interesting.
Don't like that. And number three, don't like the sound guys there. They're not very nice.
We played a show with our band.
Mm. And the sound man, he was not kind to us.
Mm.
He's an angry man.
Admittedly, we can't generalize that all Adelaide soundmen are like that.
I think I can.
He was drunk and abusive.
He was drunk. He was drunk the whole fucking time.
He was drunk and then got drunker. Much like the Jim Carrey film.
Oh, dear. Yes, it was like The Mask. Anyway. but yeah, those are the three things I didn't like Adelaide. Mm. The thing I did like was their city is a grid, or at least the city center, so it's very easy to find your way around.
Mm.
The other thing I liked, they had a drive-through at Porter's.
It was pretty sick.
It was pretty... Well, we didn't end up using it, but it was pretty good.
But we looked at it.
And also, all the women who make juice. All the women who make juice in Adelaide.
Now, let's talk about this.
Okay.
I had a bit of a moment in Adelaide. Let's provide a little context here.
Yeah.
Sansky's car... I'm taking this way back.
Yeah.
Sansky's car doesn't have air conditioning.
Yeah.
Or at least the car that we were driving into Adelaide. No air conditioning. So we were forced to drive through, like, desert across the Nullarbor Plain, which, if you don't know,
46 degree heat.
Pretty bloody warm and dry as all get out. And so all of that hot air was, you know, streaming in through Sansky's windows, the only thing able to keep us cool by evaporative cooling, yada, yada, yada. So we were exposed to a heck of a lot of it. Not only hot, dry air, but also the noise of the road with windows open, which would mean that if any of us wanted to communicate, it would be basically a shouting match.
Yeah.
Possibly made worse by the various shouting at traffic games that we were playing along the way. The end result of which was that our good friend Tom Sanderson...
I lost my voice.
Lost his voice pretty badly.
You can probably still hear it now. It's not as strong as it usually is. It's a bit loose.
Yeah. So in order to cure that, I made the decision that I would bring Tom along to a trendy juice bar of some sort.
It wasn't that trendy. It was a just juice.
Well,
a boost juice.
I made the decision that it would be a trendy juice bar. In the end, it was, you know,
in a food court of one of the least glamorous suburbs of fucking Adelaide.
Okay, all right. But yes, it was that experience which brought, I think, me more than us to a revelation.
Yeah.
We were served at the Boost Juice by some...
A bevy.
Hmm?
A bevy. A bevy of gorgeous females.
They were winsome.
Winsome.
They had a glint in their eye.
Yeah, they're all quite young, Xavier. They're all quite young.
It wasn't so much them, but the idea of them that I liked.
It was, woman who makes juice.
Well, it sort of captured my imagination. We were walking away from there, and I was thinking about maybe I should get a juicer, you know, because I've heard a lot of people saying good things about juice diets and, you know, just having a juice detox or a juice cleanse or whatever, and just sort of that being an easy way to be healthy for a little while and that kind of thing.
Then you get back to eating crap.
Well, yeah, and I pictured the scenario in my head where I spent, you know, a couple $100 on like a high-end blender. And then
blender?
Well, you know, a juicer or a blender or whatever. Chop. I don't know. I don't even know what that is.
Remember we were watching that on New Year's Day? Oh, never mind. Yeah, keep on going.
Too many tangents. But I envisioned the all too likely scenario wherein I, you know, overestimated my tolerance for spinach in a fruit drink and just sort of felt a great distaste for the whole thing. And, you know, the blender lay... abandoned in a cupboard, you know, much like my empty soul. But then I sort of saw the upshot of that, which would be there would be some fabulous juice woman.
Do you come with a juicer?
Well, some fabulous juice wife that I would meet, you know. And she would be my juice wife.
Would you have to convert?
Well, I'd already be converted, you know. I just need her to bring me into the promised lie, the promised land, you know. But you know, she would
Juducerulum. I can't do that.
I would wake up every morning to the gentle purr of a juicer. You know, we would share wheatgrass shots and chia seeds to give us energy for a night of passion and juicy romance. And so I'm besotted with this idea that, you know, I can marry a juice lady.
A juice girl.
And this is the kind of thing that crosses my mind every now and then. I was like, I will find a category of person that I would easily fall in love with. It's happened before. I think I've taught... Oh, I can't remember any off the top of my head, but this is my latest craze. So if there are any juicy females listening to the podcast, or anyone with access to a juicer...
Just anyone.
Just anyone, for the love of God.
Okay. Ah! Xavier, it's enough of your little...
It's funnier when we talk about your love life.
Yeah. What is my love life this week? I don't think I had one.
You love your car.
I do love my car. Mm. We nicknamed my car the aforementioned car without air conditioning, the oven, because it drives like an oven, but also it's very hot in there. But yeah, hey, we drove over 3,000 Ks in that thing. I think we did pretty well.
Yeah.
It's an old car. It's as old as me.
Mm.
I'm pretty pleased with how that went.
Mm. So, Tom.
we're finally getting to the show.
This is a weird show, isn't it?
It is a weird show.
I told you it would be, actually.
It was always going to be a weird show.
Yeah, because it's late and I've been sick and we've been away. I haven't been keeping track on video games at all and I haven't really played anything.
Mm.
I don't know. Let's do that. Let's talk about what we've been playing. I played a couple of things. I might as well go first. I arrived home to a copy, and we should be quiet about this.
Why?
Because I'm not meant to have it.
Why not?
Because it's not legally sold in this country.
Oh, really?
Why are we whispering?
I don't know.
People are just going to turn up their volume and then be rudely awakened when we do something loud.
Yeah.
I picked up a copy of The Walking Dead.
A game. Yeah, hang on. Yes, you can get that in Australia.
Not legally on a physical medium.
Oh, all right.
Mm.
I got it through the App Store.
Yeah, you shouldn't be able to do that. It's just because the App Store is like an international dealie.
Ooh.
You can also get it through Steam because that's an international dealie. But it's not sold here. It's not been classified here. You shouldn't technically own it.
Why not? It's a cartoon.
What do you mean it's a cartoon?
It's a fucking cartoon.
You played that game. Yeah. You know what happens.
Yes, I know, but kids love cartoons.
Well, it wasn't refused classification. It wasn't banned. It wasn't anything like that.
Yeah.
It was just Telltale Travelers?
Telltale. They didn't think they
didn't submit it for approval for the OFLC, which means that it's not legally sold here, although it's not... I don't know. The complications... I'm sleepy and throw-uppy. But, yes, I scored a copy of that, and I played a little bit of it, but not that much.
Mm-hmm.
But that was a game that you called your game of the year, so I'm looking forward to talking to you more about it when I have played more of it.
It's tremendous. You're going to love it, if you don't already.
I like it. I've really played very little of it. And the other game I played a little bit of this week is an iOS title that we talked about a few weeks ago, probably months ago, actually.
Yeah.
It's called Manos, The Hands of Fate, which is an iOS game based on an incredible movie, which is an awful, awful piece of garbage. The movie, not the game. But the game is a sort of 8-bit love letter to bad movies and to, you know, cool NES gameplay and music, and I like it a lot.
Sure.
Check it out. It's like a dollar.
I remember us talking about that.
We did.
Cool.
Where is your Encyclopedia de SSJica?
What? You mean...
You didn't bring it.
Brit SSJ to Kana? Yeah? What are we talking about?
Sorry.
What, to our listeners?
I'm so sorry. What have you been playing this week, Tom?
Since I got back, I started playing Assassin's Creed 3 again. And I'll tell you, the drunk yelling I did on the Game of the Year episode, probably a little bit over the top. I still don't love the game, but it's not a crappy game. You can see the polish and love that's gone into making it. It's just it didn't quite come together like a lot of people wanted it to. I think that's what I was expressing when I said it was a shitty game and it was dull. I was just disappointed that it didn't really feel like I wanted the next Assassin's Creed game to feel. You know, it's not really a logical evolution of Assassin's Creed 2 or Assassin's Creed Brotherhood or Revelations.
Yeah.
But it's neat. I like the story. I like the setting. It takes way too long to get going, though. I've only just gotten to the good bits. In any case, you know, it should prove to be a reasonably fitting conclusion to the series.
It's not a conclusion to the series.
Yeah, I think so. Everyone always says, oh, we're doing a trilogy of games. And then it becomes like a quadrilogy.
I don't think they even said it was going to be a trilogy.
Yes, they did. They started with it. It's going to be a trilogy.
But it's an annualized series. They're going to keep making them.
Yeah, well, that's changed since they announced Assassin's Creed. They're like, oh, this is a trilogy of games.
Whatever. Is that what you've been playing then? That's it?
Yeah, that's it. Well, I've been driving for the rest of the time.
That's a fun game.
Yeah. That was a fun game. We played a game called Slayer, where when a giant truck would pass us on the highway, we'd yell Slayer. It's a good game. I don't know why it was so much fun.
Great characters and great plot.
Simple minds.
I don't understand.
Small minds, small playthings, something like that. Simple minds are amused by simple things. I don't fucking know.
I mean, I have an excuse.
Yeah, well, my excuse is I haven't podcasted in a while. And last time I did it, I was drunk anyway.
I mean, it's been a week. It's the same as always.
Yeah, okay. Whatever.
Hey, Tom.
Is this... What number episode is this? 57?
89.
58? That's an even episode. That's why it's bad. All our odd episodes are always really good, and all our even episodes are really terrible.
Really?
Yeah.
So...
Let's just write it off now.
Podcast over. Tom, have I got news for you?
I don't know. Have you?
Yeah, I've got like 3 bits of it. Let's find out after the break!
Okay.
Sweet.
Oh, God.
Stip-stiggity-story time. Stip-stiggity-something-suicide.
Stipstiggity story, story time. Stipstiggity story, story time. Stipstiggity story!
Fuck, I didn't know we were still going! It's just another... the same coin!
Yeah, but it gets louder. Stipstiggity story. Stipstiggity story, story time. Stipstiggity story, story time. Stipstiggity story, story time. Story.
Shit! Still going!
Story. Stipstiggity story time.
Fuck shit!
Next week on MASH.
That never happened.
I don't watch that show.
Does it make you sad that that was our best take?
It was our only take.
Oh, sure.
Welcome, one and all, to Stipstiggity story time. What did I tell you about shortbread on air? What did I tell you? 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 What did I tell you?
I can't eat this piece of shortbread that I brought to your house.
You know what's probably more annoying than you eating shortbread is me going, what did I tell you? What did I tell you?
Let's do them both at once. Ready?
What?
Do you do the annoying thing and I'll do the annoying thing. Ready?
Okay.
Jesus, Tom.
Just because no one listens doesn't mean I can't hear. Welcome to Stipstiggity Storytime, your weekly catch-up of the dose of the week. Week catch-up, whackity-dack, needle-dick-a-dick-a-needle-dick-a-dick. This is the segment in which you can find out just what the heck the gosh darn diddly dang ass crud has been going on in the world of video games this week. And look, I'm going to be honest with you, folks. I don't know. I've been away and sick and so on.
Mm. Stop together... making excuses, Xavier.
Stop making children.
You had one job!
I have lots of jobs.
One job! And you failed to do it.
I have lots of jobs.
That's true. You have many, many jobs on this podcast.
Yeah. But I put together a couple of things. See, I'm not even making excuses. I do have things to talk about. A couple.
Mm.
So I'm going to launch right into them, Tom.
Okay. Do it. Have some shortbread while you talk.
I'm not going to do that, Tom. I'm the one who has to talk lots here. I'm going to be a grown-up. When you tune in to the 7 o'clock news...
Do you see Samantha Knightley or whatever the fuck her name is eating shortbread? Yes, I do.
Do you?
I see a lot of things that other people don't.
Yeah, you take a lot of drugs around 6 and then you just... Whatever's left on the TV that night is just a wash.
Yeah.
Story number one, Tommy Tom Tom Tom. This is one that I am happy about and you will make fun of me for giving a toss about. Nintendo, already, you're
already
like...
Already feeling...
Yep. Nintendo announced this week during its first Nintendo Direct broadcast of 2013 the new outings in the Pokemon series of games.
Oh, you fucking cheese dick motherfucker.
You keep saying cheese dick, but you use it on so many different things that I don't know what it means anymore.
It means you like something that's bad. That's it.
But that's not. Like, you use it to, like, say that I'm, like, sucking up to somebody and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, you can't just have a general insult, because it's not insulting anymore.
It's,
if you want something to be insulting...
That's dick in it.
If you want something to be insulting, it has to be, like, honed. Precisely honed.
Sheep fucker?
But I don't fuck sheep.
Pig fucker?
Yeah, but that, I've stopped doing that.
Rat fucker.
All right, that one hurts.
Rats. Mm. Nature's fleshlights.
Dishonored is like porn to me. new Pokemon games, Pokemon X and Y for the Nintendo 3DS.
Mm-hmm.
Boasting full 3D graphics for the first time, and judging from the announcement trailer, some pretty damn exciting animations, battle animations, character, cool shit happening.
What about the gameplay? Has that changed at all?
I'm sorry, did I make the game?
In 20 years?
I've seen about 20 seconds of footage, Thomas fucking Sanderson.
Has it changed about 400 years? Is it any different than it was before?
Oh, hello, Mr. Battlefield 3! It's your fucking favorite game of all time! How do you like first-personal shooting?
Hang on. Battlefield 3 is my favorite game of all time. I think Grand Theft Auto 4 is. And that broke the mold in so many ways.
I don't care.
Well, I don't care about Pokemon, but I'm
I don't need you to care! All I need to do is say a paragraph! I'm in my own fucking house!
Hey, I brought you shortbread.
I didn't eat any of it.
Why not?
Because we're recording a podcast.
So you don't appreciate my shortbread.
It's beautiful to look at. I'd love if I didn't have to hear about it.
Like Fran Drescher? Like Fran Drescher. Is that what you're talking about?
I really wish I could eat while making those sounds. Seriously, if I could do those sounds while I was eating, I'd do that all the time. Just
Con, back to your outdated and boring
alien creature like eats like that? What alien creature? From what movie?
Nibbler.
I swear that's a thing. Nibbler. Yeah, it sounds like Nibbler. Yeah. The games will be released simultaneously worldwide for the first time. Previously, there's always been a large gap between the Japanese release and the Western release. Looks like Nintendo might be edging closer towards releasing the game that Pokemon fans have been waiting for years. As the trailer puts it, a breathtaking 3D world. Tom, you're a fucker. Get out of my house.
The game Pokemon fans have been waiting for years. What have they been waiting for? Have they been expecting something different? I don't understand people who love this game. I played one, and that's all I needed to play. I didn't need to play anymore. I bought Pearl and Diamond. Could not be less impressed.
I played a first-person shooter, and I didn't like it.
It's different.
So they all suck.
It's so different, though. Because first-person shooters...
I played a platformer. I didn't like it, so they all suck.
But Xavier, first-person shooters have different narratives, different settings, whereas Pokemon, it's all the same story.
You just told me you've only played one of them!
No, I've played two of them. I played through Gold. I love that game. Played through Ruby. I've played three of them. I played through Gold and Ruby. Love those two games. And I played Pearl, and it's like, what have they changed?
I will vomit all over you.
Vomit all over me. What have they done? What have they done? You're going to vomit on your mic first. You realize that, right? No matter how hard you vomit, you're going to get some on your mic.
Comedy comes first, then getting vomit on you. That's one of my philosophies in life.
Oh, good. But Xavier, can you offer me what is the game that they've been
waiting? I didn't raise this so that we could argue.
No, I don't want to.
I know, I 100% sure that I will not convert you to Pokemonism.
There's no point. Tell me what the appeal is, please.
Why? Why do I have to defend it?
Because
I love
that's
those
an interesting
games.
Discussion to have. I want to know what do you find appealing about those games?
They're incredibly well made. They're all extremely fun. It's an intricate balance that they've honed to a T, especially in the later games.
That's true. Like, I was talking to friends of the podcast, Liam Huan and Aiden Huan, about competitive Pokemon. They were talking about something like e-training or something like holding a Pokemon, like. Apparently there's a balance where, like, if you stop your Pokemon from evolving, it learns moves quicker, but if it evolves, its stats improve quicker. Mm. Like, I thought that was interesting, but I'm still not stimulated by it, you know? I'm not a numbers guy. I'm not a strategy guy. I'm not that guy.
Okay, so it's your fault. story number two.
Yeah.
Sony has confirmed... This is a sad... No, it's not that sad.
Okay. Did somebody die?
Yes.
And it's not that sad?
It was Klonoa.
Klonoa.
Poor Klonoa. Who's, no, Klonoa's fine.
Who's Klonoa?
You don't know of Klonoa?
No.
PS2 character.
Okay.
Maybe PS1?
I don't know.
Listeners, write in. I forget. It's great. And then they made one on Wii, I think. Anyway, Klonoa. I digress. Sony has confirmed that it has ceased production of its PlayStation 2 system. After 13 years, over 10,000 different titles, and over 150 million units sold, the PS2 stands as the best-selling video game console of all time, and one which I know defined much of my passion for gaming, and I'm sure yours too, Tommy.
Hang on, it's still the best-selling console of all time?
Yep.
What about the Wii?
Way ahead of the Wii.
Really?
Something like 50 million ahead of the Wii.
Wow.
Yeah. Its closest competitor is the Nintendo DS, which is like a couple mil behind, I think.
Mm.
But that's a portable as well, so, you know, there's a little sort of weird ground there or whatever. But yeah, it's the best-selling game console of all time. Obviously, it was succeeded by the PS3 in 2006, which is still going strong. But yeah, here's a good opportunity to celebrate one of the greatest consoles of all time.
What was your favorite PlayStation 2 game, Xavier?
That's tough. It is tough, isn't it? Because there are a lot of games which I have a lot of memories tied to. We're talking your Ratchets and Clanks. We're talking your Tony Hawk's Pro Skaters 3s. Yeah. Those are some of the first games that I bought with my own money. So that's really, like, and also just terrific games.
Yeah.
And then, like, stuff that I didn't play till later, like your Grand Theft Autos and that kind of thing. Yes, yeah. I don't think I picked them among my favorites. But...
like, I love Grand Theft Auto. You know me. I'm a big Grand Theft Auto guy.
Wait, really?
Love those games, but I don't think I could pick that as my favorite game on PlayStation 2. Even though I played it all for the first time on PlayStation 2, it's not an exclusive. I can't pick it like that. I'd have to say it'd probably be one of the Jak and Daxters or one of the Ratchets.
When was the last time you played Jak and Daxter game?
I played Jak 2 probably last year at some point. Played it through the first half of it. I'm going to buy the collection soon, I reckon.
They kind of suck.
No, they don't. They're wonderful. They're such good platforming games.
Yeah, they suck a bit. They're not really platforming games.
Yes, they are. And platforming action.
Like, it's hard for me to say this. Like, I played through a couple of them because I bought the collection. But they really get stale. It's hard to play through the whole game, you know, because it's so repetitive. It's like, all right, you need this many precursor orbs to get to the next thing or whatever. And then so you just do all these tasks for villages and that kind of thing.
That's game design, dude.
No, it's not, though. That's bad game design.
Why is that? Think about when they were made. That was groundbreaking game design. Well, no, it wasn't groundbreaking.
No, it wasn't.
It was more of the same.
It was like a relic of a bygone era.
It was not a relic of a bygone era. What game really like changed that before Jak and Daxter came out?
Well, I don't know. I'm not going to be able to think of something right off the top of my head. Just games that didn't just feed you instructions, where you're actually following the story. Like, think about Ratchet and Clank. That was around the same time, right?
Yeah.
Like, with Ratchet and Clank, you were progressing through a story. You were, you know, you were following objectives and that kind of thing. Instead of just, you know, being given a list of things to do and then just doing them. It felt like Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 2, when at the start of the level they'd give you like a list of all the things you'd have to collect and the tricks you'd have to do and whatever it is, and then you'd just do them and then you'd move on.
Yeah, I still think they're great games.
I don't think they're like, bad. I think that was too strong. But
tremendously polished, and like they, you know, the visual style they had was like, you know, it was pretty groundbreaking for games. They were like Saturday morning cartoons. Well, they looked really good.
Ratchet and Clank's better. Ratchet and Clank's better.
Yeah, I'd say so. Yeah. But I really did love the Jak and Daxter games.
Good for a rental. Number three.
Playing on a rental.
Number three. No, I can't get away with bad-mouthing Jak and Daxter. I've had my fun with those, but I'm past it.
Yeah.
Naughty Dog, though. Naughty Dog.
Yeah.
Big friends.
Fantastic.
Yes. Namco Entertainment Incorporated.
Yeah.
Known for being the arcade arm of publisher and developer Namco Bandai, who themselves are known for games like Pac-Man and Dig Dug, as well as modern titles like Dark Souls.
Namco Bandai.
Are planning to branch out into an... This is your quirky story for the week.
Oh, good.
Because I didn't do much.
Fulfilling quotas.
They're planning to branch out into an upscale entertainment restaurant in order to expand their arcade business.
Brothel.
Mm-hmm.
Brothel.
Mm-hmm.
It's a brothel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good. You fuck Ms. Pac-Man?
Just a foam cutout with like female legs coming out, just fucking it.
No legs, just a little bow.
Imagine Ms. Pac-Man giving you a blowjob.
It's Ms.
Where would your D go?
It's Ms.
Ms. Pac-Man. Would she waka 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 it?
If she ate the big dot, we'd get to
Oh, God.
We are so us.
Why would you ask Ms. Pac-Man for a blowjob?
You wouldn't.
I would, though.
Yeah, I know
I'd
you
get
would.
Photos. There's Ms. Pac-Man porn.
There has to be.
Googling it. Yes.
I don't even have a computer. You just said that so that I would do it.
Yes. What have we got?
This is going to go badly.
What have we got?
Oh, no, these are all, like, there's a woman wearing Ms. Pac-Man bra, but she's just a normal human. Oh, my gosh!
Give me a sec. I'm coming around.
This is great. Grab your joystick.
Oh, God.
This is from Hustler magazine.
Oh, dear.
When former Pop-Tart Debbie Gibson bared all for a competitor's rag, she became the latest in a long line of fading stars desperately trying to generate publicity and recapture their fame. We know that celebrities in the nude sell, so imagine how excited we would be when one of the biggest stars of the 80s phoned Hustler about doing her first ever spread. Is that a roll of quarters in your pocket? And then
We gaze upon.
That's exactly what I thought. Can that be our picture for this week?
No.
Please.
No.
Please.
No.
It's basically exactly what I said. It's a foam cutout of Ms. Pac-Man. With female
arms sticking out of the sort of cheekbones.
And then high heel clad feet and legs. All nude, of course.
Tell you what's weird, though.
What?
No bow. I think this is a Pac-Man.
No bow. This is Pac-Man. Pac-Man with lipstick
it's
on.
A lady dressed up as... It's Pac-Man with lipstick, yeah.
Pac-Man with lipstick. Oh, that's joyous.
That's terrifying.
Tommy yanked out his cord.
It was an accident. I was so surprised by the sight of naked Ms. Pac-Man. I was just shocked.
That's what a lady looks like.
That's what a lady in a Ms. Pac-Man outfit looks like.
In a Mr. Pac-Man.
Mr. Pac-Man with lipstick outfit.
That was weird.
Man, I never want to see Mr. Pac-Man like that again.
I can't even remember where I was up to, bro.
We were a high-end restaurant.
Oh, yes.
Brothel.
Not a brothel. The venture will be a prototype that will potentially lead, if successful, to a chain of Namco gaming restaurants. And while this combination of food and fun, as the press release puts it, isn't exactly a new... I didn't read that. I made that up. Just straight off the top of my dome as I rock the microphone. It'll be interesting to see how this is brought into a high-class upscale setting. Tom... How would you like some Tekken truffles? Or perhaps... Wait, look, come on. Tom. Look at me. Look at me. Give me eyes, Tom. This is literally the funniest thing I have ever written. This is the peak of my comedic career.
Up I'm gonna to hold this point. This, I'm going to hold this against you.
I am 20 years old. I've probably got another maybe... Oh, I mean, who's to know? But maybe if I'm really lucky, 50, 60 years left on this earth.
Yeah, you have to be pretty lucky.
Well, if I'm really lucky. And it's staggering that I've lived this long, to be fair.
Year at best.
Tom, you're hurting me. Don't lower the mood before I drop this bombshell on you, right? Okay. Soul Cat VR?
It's only funny because the way you said it. Why do you do this to yourself? Oh. What else? You got any more? Tekken truffles.
Do you know how long it took me to do that?
Caviar.
Well, I wrote a list of fancy foods, and I was like, I don't know, filet mignon, filet mappy. But, you know, that was, like, I couldn't even get close.
Okay, so that's it? Like, I can say my thing now?
Well, look at you! Okay, that's it. Fuck you forever! You're through now. I am permitted to speak. What, Tom?
Well done, Zabe. Yep.
Yeah. Fuck you.
Yep. Everyone's clapping at home for you, man.
They better be.
They love you.
They do.
So
more than you'll ever know.
Going back to the fucking restaurant. So basically, they're trying to make their restaurants like every other restaurant, where there's shitty kids like sitting there at the table playing their DSs. While their parents try and have a good time. It's basically going to be like that, is it?
No, I don't think that's what they're going
for. What are they trying to do? I don't understand the concept.
Well, I mean, they didn't explain it in full, but I don't think it's trying to be like, there's now a kids section!
Is there...
It's meant to be like integrate, because like video games aren't just played by kids.
No,
it's,
I know.
It's a mainly adult-dominated...
I understand that, but how do you play... Like, I don't think adults want to play games and eat at the same time. That's the thing.
Who's to know?
Well, we'll see if there's a market for them, but what are they going to do? Like, have you eating on top of arcade cabinets while you play Galaga? Like, what?
Maybe.
Was Galaga even made by Namco?
Yeah.
Was it?
It was. Okay. Why do you give me that distrustful look as if I didn't spend my morning on Wikipedia looking for great examples to use a joke? Make joke.
Galaga. What about Galagoisters? Yes! I beat your joke already. Let's get some more. What else is made by Namco? Pac-Man. What about Pot Noodle Man? Yes. What else is made by Namco, Xavier? Give me a hand here. Ninja something? No?
Yeah, Ninja something, yeah.
I don't know. I haven't got any more. But I made
Ninja something foie gras?
That's a good one. That sounds like a joke I'd make.
It does, doesn't it? Soul Caviar.
What's your last story?
That's the last story, Tom.
That's the last story?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna have some more shortbread.
He's just so gross. Every time he does it, he'll then like not drink any water. So he comes back on mic. We've done a couple of takes, and he'll be like, and I'll be like, "We're doing it again." He'll be like, and I'll be like, it's hard to listen to, and I realize I've been doing impressions of it, which is just as bad. You're spitting crumbs into my microphone. Thomas, for fuck's sake, this is why we don't eat on the show. Of all things, shortbread. Oh, yeah, clean it while it's on. That'll do nicely for the listener at home.
All good, all clean.
There we go.
You sicken me.
I told you, every even episode is a disaster.
No, it's just every episode that you're on.
Listen, buddy, I've been doing this show for 57 episodes. I don't need this kind of bullshit.
I've been doing it for 58.
Okay. And I have another drink of water.
Jesus. We'll see you after the break.
What are you doing? I can't hear us. Oh, I can hear us now.
I have no.
You have no what?
Thomas, I have no.
You're feeling bad today, aren't
there
you?
There is no left.
You're feeling bad, aren't you?
I'm really sick.
It's all right, man. Hmm. You'll feel better once we get through an Ask SSJ.
Jesus Christ. You'll feel better once we start getting the hate mail for this episode.
Now, you said we had listener mail. Do we have listener mail?
We do. We have some listener mail.
Do you want to crack into that before we go to the internet for our stupid questions?
Oh, shit. I haven't even thought about that second half. But yeah. Let's do some lovely listener mail from our dear friend on Twitter. Of course, if you want to get in contact with us, our Twitter is at SSJoystick. Obviously, we'll tell you about the email addresses and the Facebooks and whatnot a bit later on. But one such human, I can only assume he's a human anyway, who got in contact with us via our Twitter is Grotesque Savior.
Grotesque Savior.
Good friend of the show, new friend of the show, good friend of the show.
I want to meet his mother.
Sure. That's because you like the older ladies, though.
No, it's because I want to know the person who would name their son Grotesque. It's not very nice.
Maybe she means like a gargoyle.
Yeah, that's sort of better than what I was thinking. What? If you wanted to name him after a gargoyle, call him Hudson or Bronx. No? Never watched Gargoyles? Good show.
That's a show?
Yeah.
Never even heard of it.
They were crime fighting gargoyles.
That Grotesque.
Only come out.
I don't give a shit. Grotesque says.
Grotesque one.
Or asks. New console rumors are floating around. What are your thoughts on console lifespan? And do we need better hardware than this gen?
Holy shit. Did we just get a question about new games?
Like a real honest to goodness question?
This is a gaming podcast all of a sudden. What the fuck?
He thinks we are real people.
Okay. Well, Xavier, do you want to go first while I fucking formulate some half-baked opinion?
Okay. Well, he asks, what are our thoughts on console lifespan? I think with technology being... Shit. I just realized how much I already sound like that YouTube clip of the girl who's like, I personally believe... You know, what is it? Miss Teen America, yeah. South Carolina, I think? Something like that? Yeah. I personally believe that Africa, if they have more maps, then they will... Yeah, I can't. I don't even...
All right, I get it, man.
Why did you put me in the fucking firing line? I'm the one who's got gastrointestinal...
You're the host.
I can't even pronounce the word gastrointestinal.
Right, I'll give you my opinion. Console lifespan, honestly, I think it's perfect. Sony has it right with a 10-year plan. Mm. I think that's the perfect amount of time. Though, I'm disliking the trend also coming from Sony of supporting obsolete consoles once they've already released another one. Sure. So the overlapping console lifespan, it's different. And I don't think it works, right? Mm. I think it
works if it's done right. I think the PS2 to the PS3 was done reasonably well.
No, well, in some ways, yeah. Because the PS3, I think that was mainly because of the marketing, though. Because the PS3, it looked new. It looked like it looked different. Mm. Whereas the Vita and the PSP, similar shape. Like, for instance, we have a friend who still calls his Vita his PSP.
Do we?
Yeah.
Oh.
A Charles Juan.
I'm going to fucking kill him.
Or Tom Gilmore Juan. One of the two of them. They still call it the PSP as opposed to the Vita. Right? Mm. They don't understand that it is actually a new console.
Despite owning one and having the name Vita, like, written on it.
Yeah, they don't understand that. And that's... It's troubling to me because that's Sony's fault.
It's like how my mum calls everything a Game Boy.
Yeah, my dad calls everything I play on the television an Xbox. Yeah. He's like, you're playing Xbox, are you?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's irritating.
So, yeah, I mean, with regards to sort of having those simultaneous consoles out at the same time, if it's marketed right, it's doable, but it's a sort of a tough area.
What was the second half of the question?
Do we need better hardware than this generation? He's bringing it back to now. Like, are we done with the PS3, with the Xbox 360, with the Wii? I guess we're done with the Wii, but...
No, I think the 360 and the PS3 still have a lot to give. If I could go back 10 years, I mean, 8 years...
Hmm.
6 years even, because it came out in 2006.
The fuck are you talking?
If I go back 6 years in time, or a bit earlier, so I could tell Sony what to do with the PlayStation, I'd tell them to fix the problems they have with RAM, because that's the one real problem. Like, PlayStation is an immensely powerful console. It's just people don't know how to use it because it doesn't have... Like, it's a very powerful processor, but not enough RAM, right? Mm. That's what it is. That's why Skyrim doesn't work on the PS3, yeah? I'm getting a reasonably decent handle on this, aren't I?
Well, Skyrim is not a good example.
Why not?
Because it's not all the PS3's fault.
Well, yeah, but to be fair, it wouldn't be any of Bethesda's fault if the PS3 was a more, like, if it made more sense, you know, like either.
Well, it's not exactly out of Bethesda's hands. They've had a solid 18 months to fix it now, and still haven't.
Yeah, but it's very difficult to fix with a game like. Look, we're not getting into this argument anyway. In any case, I think the public probably now wants a new. New console.
Hmm.
But I think the PS3 and the 360 still have a lot to give.
Yeah. I also think that when a new piece of hardware debuts, we don't really see anything extremely interesting for a little while because people have to learn how to develop for it, how to use it, how to do cool things with it.
Yeah.
And so a launch title is never... you know, nearly as strong as something towards the end of a console's lifespan. So even if people are sort of tired of hardware, the software that's being developed for it now is some of the best that we'll see.
For that console.
And so it's going to be a while, if there was new hardware that came along now, if PlayStation 4 and, Durango and Orbis happen to be announced, you know, it'll be a little while after those come out for them to really hit the same strengths that we're sort of seeing on the PS3 and the Xbox 360.
Yeah.
But with that said, there are a lot of advantages that can come with new hardware beyond just, you know, more powerful specs and that kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. It could be a new community tool. Like, the PSN could be greatly improved with a new set of hardware, you know.
Mm.
Like cross-game chat, for instance, Sony.
Mm. Or we could have tablet gaming right in the comfort of our own homes. HD, Nintendo.
I'm so not stoked for that. It's so not grabbed me. Like, I don't understand the buzz around tablet gaming. I understand the two screens thing, but I already do that with my iPad.
Hmm.
I have it sitting on my lap, look up cheats or whatever, walkthroughs.
I'm way into it. I'm super into it.
Really?
No. Yeah, I think that's really cool.
Could you read me the last part of his question again?
Do we need better hardware than this gen?
Did he say, do we need a new thing of consoles?
No.
Oh. Well, I'm going to do that.
I think that's what he means.
I'm going to deliberately misinterpret your question anyway, Grotesque, because I was just going to say, whilst I don't necessarily think we need to see new consoles from Sony and Microsoft, I want to see new consoles from new people. Like Ouya. I'm so stoked about Ouya, because it's something new. It's a new company. They've got a new, like... ethos. They got a new like idea about how they want to make games in the living room.
I don't know if I could disagree more, actually.
Really?
There are like 3 million Android gaming handsets. There are like consoles, and you know, new ones had been announced this week, and I just didn't give enough shit about it to fucking mention it. There's one which is like built into the controller. It's like almost a portable or something. But to me, that's just so boring. It's
how
so
much
dull.
Of a how much fanfare was given to those, and how much of a user base has Ouya already established? Like, it made a splash. That's what I want to see. Like, even if I'm not excited about the games that are coming to Ouya, I'm so excited that this is happening to the games industry. It's getting shaken up a little, because, like, you know, it's been so long since the hardware competitor has come along for the big three that, you know, I'm just excited to see where it goes.
Yeah, I guess. I just don't really see it going anywhere.
Well, yeah.
It's rare of me to be so
pessimistic. I don't really see the Vita going anywhere, but, you know, well, that's just me.
It is places.
Yeah, it's got a couple of games. Anyway, let's not have this argument. Let's go on to another piece of listener mail.
We don't have any more listener mail.
We don't?
No.
You said we had gallons of it.
Yeah.
That's our gallon of listener mail.
It's various gallons.
Okay. Okay.
Please, take the wheel.
Oh, okay. Well, now we'll go to the Ask SSJ, sub SSJ of ssj.com.au, the front page of the SSJ.
It's not AU.
Oh, what the fuck ever? Come on, you said for me to take the wheel.
Tom, you have no right to be this exhausted.
I'm exhausted by
Wake
your
up!
Exhaustion. I'm going to have another piece of shortbread.
You didn't react to me slapping you in the face at all.
It really hurt.
It's as if it didn't happen and really I had actually just mimed something else.
My face really hurts.
Oh, tell me about it.
It stings so much. Xavier's giant man hands collided with my cheeks.
Ouch. What's the greatest thing you've ever eaten, Tom?
The greatest thing I've ever eaten?
Dicks.
This shortbread. It's delicious.
Please, Tom. We've done enough of that. Now you're not even eating it. You're just being gross. It's so, I'm telling you, like, I'm on the verge of vomiting, like I have been all day, and all that you're doing is creating disgusting oral soundscapes.
Do you reckon there's a job for that? Do you reckon I could get a job doing that?
No, Tom! No, Thomas!
I'm good at it though, right?
No!
What do you mean? No, you just said you were disgusted by my...
I'm just having so much fun saying no.
No!
No, Thomas!
No!
Put it down, Thomas!
Put it down, Thomas!
For the love of God, Thomas! We're trying to record a podcast!
What's the greatest thing you've ever eaten, Xavier?
You didn't answer.
I said shortbread. No, the greatest thing I've ever eaten was a kilo of steak. It was really nice.
Can we talk about anything else?
Oh, you fucking asked me the question.
I know. Last night, or sort of yesterday evening, I literally, like, all day I just spent, like, lying in bed, drinking ice water. I realized, actually, I did not intake a single calorie yesterday.
So wow.
You might have noticed I'm looking very trim today. I couldn't hold anything down, so I just had ice water.
Can we talk about what you're wearing today?
No, Thomas, because I'm talking about something else. Okay. No, Thomas!
Okay.
But I caught myself watching a program which was so ill-advised for me to watch, which was Huey's Cooking Kitchen thing.
Why? I thought maybe, like, Fear Factor would make you barf, but
no,
Huey's Cooking
just
Adventure.
Watching food happen and, like, all these raw giblets of meat and just... He was making offal, I believe, at one point.
How is Huey not dead?
I don't know.
He cooks so much rubbish. Like, he puts butter in everything.
Yeah. He's like, well, just adds a bit of flavor. He's making
two sticks of butter.
Yeah.
Just rub it all over his nipples. He's like, butter!
I don't recall that part happening. This is... It's not even on after 6 p.m. when you take your big tot of drugs, so I don't know what's going on.
My big tot of drugs... What?
You just have a little swag bag of them.
A stick and bindle.
I picture it just with a dollar drugs. Sign on it.
No, it's like a swag symbol.
I don't want to talk about food.
Okay.
That's gonna
next,
make me...
next question.
If you want to talk about what I'm wearing, you can.
Xavier.
I dressed myself and I wasn't really fit to.
Xavier dressed himself all in one color today.
I'm a sort of mess.
It was very funny. Mm. He's wearing the same colored pants as he is wearing his top.
I think that was implied when you said that I was wearing all the same color.
Probably. It's very adorable, Xavier. You look like a cartoon character.
Hurt me. What cartoon character dresses all in the same color?
I don't know. Gumby.
He doesn't dress.
Yes, he does. It's a morph suit with features painted on. There's really a guy. There's a guy in there. Did you know that?
What does vomiting sound like? I know what fake vomiting sounds like. Oh, why would I ask?
There's a lot of splattering. It's more splatter than noise. You go...
My headphones out. That's it. That's the end of it.
Xavier took his headphones off.
What's something your ex-boyfriend or girlfriend regularly did that you wish your current significant other would do?
Exist. Oh my god. That was a quality answer, Xavier.
I've got so much loneliness.
It's probably because you're fucking on the verge of vomiting all the time.
I haven't been. You know, this is a long-lasting...
Well, why didn't you ask one of the Juice Girls?
What's something you're... Oh,
you didn't even let me answer that question.
I'm going to go into the city, go to the juice place.
Oh, they're all hags in our city. Adelaide is the only place where you get a nice good...
I haven't even known... I never even...
Good looking. Your brother worked at the Boost Juice.
What are you saying about my brother?
He's not a pretty woman that you want to marry.
No, Sanderson. No, Tom.
You're doing it wrong. It's no, Tom.
You're right. I forgot what I was doing. What's something your ex buff did?
Affirmed me. Complimented me. That's always nice.
I crave companionship, Tom.
I crave validation, Xavier. Together, we're a perfect pair, really.
I'm not
you have companionship, and you always tell me that my ass looks big.
I tell you, you're a fatty.
Shut your fat coke hole.
Coke hole?
Coke hole. Yes, your nose. Your nose.
Did this podcast just get funny? Like an hour in?
Yes.
Oh, man. What was the first movie to ever make you cry?
Ooh, that's tough. The Fox and the Hound would be up there. Toy Story also. I had a cry at Toy Story the other night. But yeah, Fox and the Hound or Toy Story, I think.
I'm trying to think.
Unless there was one that was just scary and I like fucking bawled my eyes out because I was a child.
It's an established fact that my memory is not very good.
No, and Xavier, you have one of the worst memories I've ever met.
One of the bad things about my memory is the chronology's kind of bad. Like, people will ask, like, what's your first memory? I don't really know. Like, I have early memories.
I know my first memory.
Yeah, like, I have early memories, but I can't really place them on the greater timeline or anything like that. I don't know. Maybe The Lion King?
The Lion King.
Like when Mufasa dies?
Yeah, see, that was scary for me, but not sad.
That was pretty affecting for old Xavier.
Little Xavier, you mean?
No, old Xavier. It was last night.
You went back in time.
First time I ever cried.
Wow.
Yeah, it's hard to pick.
Okay. Next question.
Couples.
Mm-hmm.
That's us.
Yeah.
What do you do to have fun together?
If you fucking say record a podcast, I'm going to snap your neck.
I wouldn't say that. This isn't fun. This is torture.
We go to a Porter's.
We do?
We play PlayStation with each other.
Mm.
We talk about things, mostly music and video games. Mm. We play in a band.
Sometimes our hearts and souls and feelings.
Yeah. We drink together.
Can I read out loud to you?
Yeah. You could do that.
While you go to sleep?
Well, do it next time I smoke a lot of pot, because I usually go to sleep then anyway.
Okay.
It's a plan.
What should I read to you?
Good Night Moon.
Oh, I love that.
Maybe something... What about the script to Silence the Musical?
Okay.
Or just read me Silence of the Lambs, the book.
You know, I've never read Good Night Moon.
There's a bit of delay happening right now.
Mm-hmm.
Can anybody else hear that? No, it's just us, isn't it?
Well, now that you've mentioned it.
We should probably put a delay effect on this part of the episode.
All right, I'm going to fix it. Bet you weren't prepared for me to start recording just yet, Mr.
No,
not wearing headphones.
No, I wasn't.
What did you take them off for?
Because my head gets sweaty.
Did you think there was going to be like a half hour gap?
Yeah, I thought there was going to be like a halftime break.
It's not halftime.
Suppose not. All right.
Did we finish on that?
On what?
What do we do to have fun together?
I don't know. You didn't offer up.
Is what we do fun? Is what we have, like, fun? Would you say fun is the word?
What?
Do you have fun with me?
Yeah. Most of the time.
What do we do?
Well, when we play in a band together, I find that a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's pretty fun. And when it's like... It's always, like, on the balance of, like, fun and just, like, terrible.
Yeah. That's part of the fun, keeping that balance right.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so. There are other people. I don't know. Yeah. I'd say it's fun.
Well, if it wasn't fun, we wouldn't be doing it.
Yeah. No. I know. I'm just saying. But like,
do this out of obligation.
No, but I'm not saying like fun is. What I'm trying to say is like, is fun the most accurate adjective? Like, I agree that it's positive.
Well, yeah, I think it's the most accurate adjective. I wouldn't say fun is the aim though. Fun isn't like the purpose of everything we do. We do some things because we want, you know, to have that experience.
Mm.
You know, but yeah, fun. Yeah, I describe most things I do with you as fun. Fun or just horrifying.
Mm.
just...
So let's set the world on fire. We can burn brighter than the sun.
End it. Finish it. Do it. And how the song ends. You're a fucker, Xavier. You're a fucker.
I wish I was. Hey, Tom!
Yeah?
What should you do if an atomic... What should you do if an atomic bomb strikes?
First, go on the internet, find out which way the winds are blowing. If you're out of the blast zone, obviously... If you're in the blast zone, you're kind of fucked anyway. But if you're out of the blast zone, look up where the wind's blowing and then drive away from it.
Why are you talking like that?
I don't know.
Look up where the blast...
I know you told me not to mention it, but there is a delay.
All right, I'm fixing it again. Fuck you! Welcome back to Something Something Joystick, the podcast which refuses to accept technical difficulties as a reason to stop recording.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's going to happen again.
It probably will.
I'll give us a few seconds.
No, it didn't happen.
Oh, we're making the most of it. That's good. What is a process or invention that you can't believe hasn't been expanded upon or made better?
Well, I don't know. If I knew, then I'd probably expand upon or make it better.
What, are you an inventor?
No, but I don't have ideas either. Are you a processor?
Rocket cars.
Flying cars. Going to the bank. Why hasn't that been made better yet?
They did. You barely do it now. You basically never have to go to the bank now.
That's not true.
When are you going to the
what
bank?
What if you want to go, show your dick to a teller?
Well, if you need to do that for some reason, then you probably should go to a bank to do it.
I'd say you should probably go to a fucking psychiatrist.
So I don't understand. What about this process needs to be streamlined?
Well, number one, I
have a feeling it's pretty instant.
They need to lower the counters.
They've cut down.
Because otherwise, your dick's hidden underneath the counter when you try to show it to the bank teller.
If you're you. No, but the streamlining process of introducing internet banking and, that kind of thing means that there's less of a queue there. So when you get there to show your dick to the teller, there's less hassle.
You still need to go to the bank. Set up a chat roulette line that I can just get a random bank teller and whip out my
any
dick.
Bank teller? Any of bank any teller. Bank from across the world?
I don't care what bank it is.
So you want an online service specifically tailor-made to those interested in showing their private parts to bank tellers?
Yep.
Is this a big market?
Is that a fat joke, Xavier? About me? Yes, it is a big market.
It's definitely not a big dick joke about you. but do you think, if you were to set up this business, right,
mm-hmm.
do you think there would be sufficient other people interested that you might be able to make some money, doing advertising?
I'm not making any money off this. This is just a personal service for me.
So it's just you?
No, it's just this is in my interests.
Right.
Other people can use it, whatever, I don't care.
So it'd be a free service?
I guess so. If the bank doesn't want to be a shell about it.
Okay.
You said a word the other day that I found very funny. I'm going to bring it up now. You said bigdiculous, which I think is very funny.
I thought you said that.
No, you said bigdiculous.
Okay.
It was yours.
Well, I just, out of context, just saying, this is a word
I
that
really
was
like
said.
That word. Bigdiculous.
Great. Fantastic. Premium content.
It's a free
delivered
podcast.
Sort of weekly. What's something that doesn't have a word for it but should?
In English?
Yeah.
Man who sits down to pee.
But yeah, but don't just think of words that there are words for in other languages.
I don't know, the feeling you get when, when people walk, they're walking straight towards each other and one goes one way and the other person goes that way and they both go the other way until the other one just walks past them. That probably needs a word.
Let's think of it. The footpath shuffle.
That's not a word, that's a phrase.
Tom, get out of my house.
I just call it shmana. Shmanakna. Ngu. There we go.
This is why we don't have people like you coming up with words.
Shmafnla. Ninga.
So it's just gibberish followed by a racist slur.
That is not a racist slur. There were no vowels in it.
Say it again.
Schmachtna.
Yeah. That's not what you were saying. That's not what you were saying.
Yeah. Nga.
That's not what you were saying.
Nigga! You happy now?
No.
Of course you're not.
Jesus, Tom.
That's why I'm censoring myself.
I'll censor you.
No, you won't.
I will.
Now, you're going to bleep me.
I can bleep you.
Don't bleep me.
I just did.
You just did?
Yeah.
Just now?
And again.
Did you bleep me now?
Shut up! I'm not going to do all this fucking editing work. I'm sick.
Short bread.
They need a word for... There should be a word that describes our relationship.
I think it's called marriage.
No, it's not, though, because I would never marry you.
Yeah, but this
like,
is...
Like, you're the absolute last person I would marry.
Really the last person you'd
as
marry?
As far as I can tell, yeah.
You'd marry...
Like, the amount that I see you is so perfect.
You'd marry Hitler before you marry me?
Hitler's dead.
You can't, yeah, exactly.
You can't marry a dead person.
Yes, you can.
No, you can't.
Yes, you can. In so Vegas.
No, not in Vegas.
You ever seen Weekend at Bernie's?
Yes.
They get married. You know, Bernie and the other guy.
You haven't seen Weekend at Bernie's.
Oh, dear. Next question.
When do we stop?
When
does it all end?
When you kill
this
me.
This is the next question. When does it all end?
When does it all end?
Yeah.
I don't know.
How long until I feel the sweet release of death?
This is fucking bleak.
Do you pray for death?
I don't pray for anything.
Do you anxiously await the day that death knocks upon your door?
Sort of. I don't know. I think I'd like to experience death at some point.
Would you ever eat a person?
Yes.
How would you do it? Would it be someone you know or total stranger?
Total stranger. And they have to be already prepared for me.
Really?
I'm not going to cut them up.
Well, then what's the fun?
The fun is in eating something you've never eaten before.
But yeah, but wouldn't you want to get all up in it?
Oh, Xavier, this is a really bad discussion.
Would you eat a male or a female person?
Male.
Okay. What part would you go for?
Actually, probably female.
Okay, why?
Because they got a bit more fat on them. Like the female figure.
Wouldn't the fat be the part that you wouldn't want to eat, though?
Why? Fat is flavor, my friend.
But you want the muscle.
No, you don't. It's the like muscle meat. Is all hard and disgusting. There's meat in other parts that isn't just muscle.
What?
Like muscle with fat around it. That's what a steak is.
Yeah.
So I'd have a female steak.
From where?
From the rump, probably. I don't mean to sound gross, but I wouldn't have prime rib. That'd be the breast. Xavier, this is a fucking weird discussion, man.
I know. I don't know where I was expecting this to go.
Yeah, it's just getting gross. Like,
gonna eat some asses.
Don't want to eat anyone, but if I had to, I'd probably pick the best cut.
I just asked if you would.
Yeah.
And you said yes. So it's not necessarily like...
I don't want to, but
no
I would.
No one's forcing you to. Exactly. I said, would you? And you said
oh,
yes.
Given the choice, I probably wouldn't, but it would.
Given
if I,
the
I would.
Choice.
No, you could either
the
eat
choice
this
is
person.
Called life, buddy.
Xavier, I don't like where this discussion is leading.
All I'm trying to do is plunge into your soul, Tom. I'm trying to understand the man behind the tiny penis. What lies at your core, Tom? Let's get deep. I'm going to put away the questions.
No, don't.
Can't we please?
What do you want to ask me?
I don't know. I just feel like there must be so much more to you.
What do you mean there's so much more?
What are you worried about recently?
What have I been worried about?
Hmm.
Not sure I should say.
Really?
Not sure I should say.
Who is somebody going to hear?
Well, I don't know if anyone's going to hear. I'm just not sure. Why do we have to talk about that?
I didn't realize it was like a private...
I don't know. We can talk about stupid superficial stuff on the internet.
Is it like... Can you give me a ballpark? Can you give me the category
why
of...
Why don't I want to give you a ballpark?
Is it like a female? Is it like a
not
friend?
A
is it like a...
friend.
Is it about me? Or
it's about me. And I'm,
is it about you? Is it about your family?
To,
or
no, it's not about my family. Do we have to talk about this? Can we talk about the superficial stuff on the internet? That's a lot more fun.
Jeez Louise.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, everybody.
No, that's fine.
Don't fucking put that voice.
No, that's the thing. Now I'm like 1,000 times more curious. I don't want to take you into any like uncomfortable place or anything. That's the last thing I want to do.
It's not going to be funny and it's not going to be that interesting. It's just going to be like boring and a bit depressing. We don't have to talk about it.
I don't think that's true. But we don't have to talk. No, that's what
I said. We don't have to talk about it.
All I'm doing is justifying my reaction to that, which is that like knowing that it's something that you're not able to talk about here makes me 1,000 times more interesting.
I'm not able. I could fucking talk about it if I want to. I just don't think it's going to be entertaining and it's probably going to be like irritating for me to talk about it, and just like it's not like I can't talk about it. I just don't feel particularly motivated to talk about it.
Okay,
good.
But you understand that that is what makes me interested.
Yeah, suppose so. Let's go back to the question.
You don't have to ask me about me. That's fine.
Do you want me to ask you about you? I don't know. Like this isn't like I don't feel right not giving and then taking from you.
No, that's fine. We can skip it.
Xavier, I want to get to your core. What have you been worrying about recently?
No, I'm not going to do it.
Oh, God.
It's a... You scratch my back.
Exactly. That's why I said I'm not going to ask you.
No, I know. I was just playing.
This is a very odd thing for you to bring up, Xavier, because now we are both in bad... Up. Now we're both in bad moods.
I'm in a great mood.
No, you're not. You're sick. I don't know what... this is literally not funny now. This is...
If you could stop time, when would you, Tom?
When would I stop time? What do you mean, when? What do you mean by when?
When? oh, that clarifies it. Okay.
I guess the middle of the day, because if you're robbing... Oh, can you unstop time?
Good question. No.
No, that's tough.
Yeah.
That's really tough, because I like all parts of the day. I like it to happen in a day sort of cycle.
Sure.
I like nighttime and I like daytime. Oh, probably nighttime. But see, like, the whole idea of stopping time is lights wouldn't work. Like, there's no way you could make it light if you stopped it in nighttime.
What do you mean?
Well, because if you stop time, like, lights would not function.
Why not?
Because the speed of light wouldn't exist anymore. Like, you would walk...
Well, then you wouldn't be able to see anything.
Yeah, exactly. Even if you stopped during daytime, you'd have a constant shadow. Everywhere you'd walked, the shadow would still be there.
Ah. Okay, well, let's go by...
Pop time stopping.
Pop time stopping.
Nighttime, then, because you could turn on a torch, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you could still sleep. And you wouldn't be afraid of anything going bump in the night, because there'd be no sound.
You could sleep in the daytime.
Just go into a dark room. I'd have to find a bunker or something.
No, you wouldn't. I could sleep here, right now.
Well, okay, let's say daytime, I stop it. Since I've stopped time, would my experience of time be the same, or would I just always be awake?
Huh?
Because time literally does not progress, even subjectively. Like, I've stopped all time.
Wait, no. Subjectively, it still passes.
Oh, well, that's dumb.
You age as time goes by, as your personal time goes by, despite the fact that time around you has
stopped. So I exist in some sort of time, space...
You split the time stream.
Cross the time stream.
Hmm.
In the time canoe. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, yeah, then daytime, I guess, because I can see everything.
I don't know if that's what the question means.
This is such a dumb question as well.
Who is that one celebrity that you would go gay for? Ryan Gosling.
Oh, I was just about to say.
Hmm.
Okay, probably... Ricky Gervais. Yeah, I know he's rich.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
He's rich.
What? So you think just he's just going to give you all his money?
Yeah, if I wanked my dick all over him. You still want to throw up?
I can't communicate with all these faces. sound-based medium.
Oh, dear.
Tom.
Yeah?
No, that's no good. That's no good at all.
Uh-huh.
That is no... good at all. I was about to ask you the question, which food makes you gag just thinking about it?
Tomatoes. Raw tomatoes.
Cannot it's so weird to me. It's so weird to me.
Oh, it's such a disgusting fruit.
It's not, though.
It is.
Tomatoes are really nice.
Yeah, cooked, dried, fucking, like, chopped up and put on bruschetta. It's fine. Raw tomatoes on their own, I cannot abide the thought of them.
Wait, chopped up and put on bruschetta?
Yeah, because they've got vinegar and stuff in them, then it's nicer then. But I cannot stand raw tomato on its own.
That's wild to me. Of all foods that would gross you out.
It does.
Like,
it
more really so does. Than, like, foie gras or, like...
Yeah, love foie gras. I do like foie gras.
Ugh, you make me sick.
Don't fucking get... We've had this talk about animal rights before. Don't fucking get on your high horse about animal rights.
Foie gras?
Yeah.
Like, seriously?
Yeah.
Like if you seriously?
You ever had caviar? You've eaten fish babies.
No, I've never had caviar.
Why haven't you had caviar? It's delicious.
Because I'm not fucking the Monopoly man. But no, I don't find caviar nearly as reprehensible as foie gras.
Why? Fish aren't people too?
It's not about the animals. I find foie... Wouldn't caviar be around the same level as, like, just eggs?
No.
Like chicken eggs?
Yeah, I guess.
Aside from the fact that there's more of them.
Yeah.
But, like, foie gras is, like, literally the only way it can be produced is by horrible torture.
Yeah.
Like, an entire lifetime of horrible torture.
It's nummy, though.
It's like eating the Third Reich.
They don't gas the geese.
Oh my god, Tom.
Hey, and they don't just pick on the Jewish geese. They round up all the
geese. Oh, Tom! No, Thomas.
No, Thomas.
No, Thomas.
Oh, we have to get a buzzer when I talk. You just hit it when you don't want it. Fucking like Through Lines of Anyway show style. Who died and made you Tarzan?
Ooh. Ooh. I got a diddly ding.
A diddly do. Who's that from?
It's none of your business.
Oh, okay.
What would you do if you knew you couldn't fail?
Oh, what the fuck kind of question is that? Everything. Everything.
You pick one. You don't get to say everything. That's
sleep
the whole
with
point.
Every woman.
One thing.
Win every Olympic event.
You say
event.
One thing, not all the things.
Did he say if you could do one thing? He said, what would you do?
Well, you're saying it's a stupid question because you're taking a stupid route to the answer.
No, this is the logical route. I'd do everything. If I couldn't fail, I'd
if
become
you could
prime
do
minister.
One thing. I'm changing the question.
Okay.
If you could do one thing without failing, what would it be?
Become the richest man on earth.
Why?
Because it would let me do anything else.
That's not true.
It is. I'd fuck any woman. I'd
money.
Buy anything.
Money, Tom.
Oh, hang on. Be happy. There you go. You want any fucking John Lennon, fucking Anthony Robbins answer? There you go. If I knew I could do one thing without failing, I'd be happy.
Isn't Anthony Robbins a boxer?
No, that's Anthony Mundine, and we already have a feud going with him, remember?
Yeah, fuck that guy.
Yeah.
Who's Anthony Robbins, then?
Anthony Robbins is a motivational speaker.
Oh, from Good News Week.
That's Mikey Robbins. Oh, my God.
What's the one thing I would do if I knew I couldn't fail? Man. I would ask Emma Stone out on a date.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a really good one.
I don't feel a particular need to be the wealthiest man on earth.
Yeah, but see, if you were the wealthiest man on earth, you could get enough, just a little plastic surgery to make you appealing to Emma Stone. Remember, I crossed out enough and put just a little. Because you only need a little, Xavier. You're a very good looking man. Oh, boy.
No, Thomas.
Next question.
I was liking that one.
That was a funny one.
What video games make you rage the most?
Next question.
Oh, my God. Let's see, Tom. Let's see. How often do you drink alcohol? And when you do, how much?
All the time and a lot.
Let's be specific.
Well, I'll drink probably... I know, I don't drink as much as I used to. I drink probably every weekend. And I drink a lot when I do drink. Like, I rarely drink in moderation.
Hmm.
You know me.
I think I probably drink a couple times a month. I really don't drink that much.
Mm. On a scale of... Well, relative to how much you smoke weed, how often do you drink?
I don't know.
I think you smoke weed a lot more because you'll often go home and just have a J.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, whereas, I guess so.
Whereas you'll more, like, you'll go out for a night of drinking.
Yeah, yeah. Rarely. Well, like, drinking is really expensive.
True.
And so when I decide that I will drink, it's usually a decision that is made
in advance.
Ahead of time. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I will drink to get drunk. I don't like to I don't really get too much from having one or two drinks. Usually I just see that as like a waste of $10 or whatever. So yeah, when it comes to me drinking, usually I'll drink good and properly. Or I'll have one drink and then realize I'm not going to drink good and properly and then stop or something like that. And yeah, that doesn't happen all too often. I rarely drink on my own. See, I rarely drink with meals or anything. Yeah.
I like to drink with meals as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like drinking on my own. I think that's... Well, I drink on my own if there's nothing else to do.
Not like... Don't get me wrong. You sitting there just like quietly sipping at a bottle of vodka, crying to yourself.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. I always drink with other people if I have the opportunity. If nothing's going on, I'll just be like, I'll play video games and drink.
Yeah.
It's always fun. Similar to the way you'll play video games and smoke weed, like, you know.
What I'll do is... I mean, there are some circumstances that kind of call for it. Like, if it's a hot day, I will be like, fuck, I feel like a beer. That kind of thing.
Yeah.
But it's...
And the holidays, like Australia Day, you got to drink beer.
Yeah, yeah. But even then, that's with a bunch of people and that kind of thing. But yeah, like if I'm having fish and chips down by the park or something, I'll be like, yeah, I'll grab a beer or something. But yeah, usually if I'm drinking, it's when I'm really, really, really hitting it, you know. And I guess I don't do that that often, yeah.
Suppose so, yeah.
Okay. Let's do one last one.
That's a good idea.
I could edit out these gaps.
You could.
I don't know if I will. Tommy.
Yeah.
Tommy. Tommy. Tom.
Tommy,
can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Tommy doesn't really sing in that. Can you feel me near you?
Yes, I can feel you near me.
Tom, this is our last one. What is the worst song by the best band?
That's a good question. Do you want to go first?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a band I like.
Mm-hmm.
Going to see them soon.
They're Weezer.
How the fuck did you know?
Of course I knew. And is it Memories?
Yes.
It's Memories. I fucking knew it. Oh my God.
You're a fucking mind reader.
I just know. I know.
I mean, they have some... Stinkers.
They really do.
They have some stinkers.
See, the worst thing is, I do like that song.
But I mean, they have some stinkers.
Yeah, they do.
But that song is a stinker. I'm gonna keep doing that all day.
Memories make me want to go back there.
The problem is that you're putting musical notes in that song. We're really saying, out into something.
Have you seen the end of Jackass 3D where they play that song over all the pictures?
Oh, rats! I must have just missed it.
Oh, it's so touching. It's touching.
Bleh.
It's a touching song. All right, I'll give you my pick.
Okay.
I think you'll agree. Rock the Casbah by The Clash. Worst song.
I like that song.
No, it's compared to the rest of The Clash's output, fucking awful song.
I think it's good.
It's dreadful.
Yeah, it's catchy as hell.
Yeah, it's a pop song. The Clash were not a pop band.
Yeah, they kind of were.
They fucking weren't.
Yeah, they kind of
were. They absolutely weren't.
Yeah, most of their stuff.
No. Go to hell. You don't know fucking jack shit about The Clash. Get the fuck
London
out.
London Calling. something.
Oh, yeah. How did I forget that dubstep breakdown in that song?
Huh? Are you saying Rock the Casbah has a dubstep breakdown? What the fuck is your point?
Okay, never mind. Anyway, it's a terrible song.
A Jimmy Jazz. I'm trying to think of more Clash songs now.
I fought the law and the...
See, that's like the poppiest song ever.
What?
I fought the law. That's like the poppiest song ever.
It's pretty bad.
My baby drove up in a brand new... That's a pop song. It's like a bluesy pop song.
No, they're not pop songs. I agree with you. They're different genres. It's just turning into a discussion.
Lost in the Supermarket is so pop.
That's not.
They're like a pop band.
They're not a pop band.
They so are.
They were never a pop band.
What are you talking about?
They're a punk band.
You wish.
No, they are.
You wish. Oh, I think, okay. No. Okay. I've thought this about The Clash for a while. They are a punk band in attitude and in image and in activity.
Yeah.
But their music, I don't think is punk at all.
That doesn't matter. You can a lot of bands I listen to are punk bands, but they don't necessarily make punk music.
All right, calm down. But then what's your problem with the song?
the song. It's a shitty song.
It's a great song.
It's got nothing to do with anything.
What do you mean? What does Brand New Cadillac have to do with anything?
It's a Brand New Cadillac.
That song's about nothing, but it's fun. It's a fun, catchy song.
What's the worst song by Queen, do you reckon?
Huh?
What's the worst song by Queen?
Oh, they've got some shit.
They've got a lot of good stuff, but there is the occasional stinker.
They have...
Stinker.
I don't know. Maybe I just... I don't really have the patience for it, but some of their, like, ballady stuff wears on me after a while.
Millionaire Waltz?
Yeah, yeah. No. Some of it's really good. Millionaire Waltz is good, but some of it sort of wears on me, especially when it comes after, like, a really great...
Barcelona.
What am I thinking?
Even that was Freddie Mercury. I hate that song.
The song...
Barcelona!
Have you heard the new version, though, with the strings?
With the actual strings?
Yeah.
No, I haven't heard it, but it's probably good.
It's good, yeah. They always have, like, a really good, cool, upbeat track, or at least on a couple of their albums, and then they have, like, a shitty one. What's the track after Good Old Fashioned Lover Boy? It's like this turgid sort of sloppy.
The one that's like,
yeah, it's like, I don't know. It does nothing for me.
I know what it is.
What's the other one I was thinking of?
Fuck it.
It's after Brain. Bring back that Leroy Brown. Another like super high energy, like
See,
quirky song.
I think the thing is, the shitty ones are usually not Freddie songs. They're usually Deacon songs or Taylor songs. Because Brian May and Freddie Mercury, they wrote some beautiful songs.
They sure did.
And don't get me wrong, Roger Taylor and fucking Deacon wrote some good songs as well, but they had more misses than hits. Like Roger Taylor, I'm in love with my car. No.
I don't know that one.
No. I'm in love with my car.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, yeah. Nah, it's bad.
It's not poetry.
No, it's not. But see, Deacon wrote some great songs like Dragon Attack. Fantastic song.
I mean, Queen's got some stinkers. You know, the Freddie and Brian were in charge of.
I suppose so.
Let's talk about...
Fucking Bohemian Rhapsody. Bohemian is the worst song ever.
I don't know if I agree
with
that.
I'm joking, I love that song.
I don't love... Controversy. I don't love Another One Bites the Dust.
Yeah, I appreciate that for what it is. It's a dance song, you know. Yeah. That's what Freddie wanted to write, and it was a good song.
Yeah.
For that time.
Hmm.
You know, it's similar to Dragon Attack because it's got that groove, you know?
Yeah. Well, Tom?
are we stopping our in-depth discussion of Queen?
Well, you wouldn't let us have an in-depth discussion of our chakra. So, we're going to call it to a bit of an end. Is that all right?
All right, sure.
I like Queen.
Queen are a good band.
It'd be nice if we could play some of their tunes on here. It's never going to happen.
Yeah. Hmm. Let's have a seance with Freddie.
Can we sing a Queen song?
We could. What do you want to sing?
Bring back that Leroy Brown.
I don't know that song.
Bring back that Leroy Brown.
Let's do it at the end of the episode.
I need a banjo lately.
Okay, so listeners, when do you feel the pain in your groin?
When you feel that there is more liquid shooting out of your orifices than solid.
Listeners, When your pee starts burning, that means it's time to write into something joystick. And you can find us
a medical professional
in the emails at ssjoystick@gmail.com. You can find us on Twitter at ssjoystick. Mm-hmm. You can find us on Facebook at obviously something joystick.
Not at obviously something joystick.
You can just find us at something joystick.
Obviously.
You can find Xavier on Twitter at XavierRN. You can also find him on Xbox Live and PSN at XavierRN. You can find me.
That's real nice and consistent, wouldn't you say? It's easy to remember that's just a cross-platform name that you can find me under. It's also just the same name as my name is, Xavier, and then my initials R and A.
Baron. You can find me on Twitter at TMSNDRSN. You can find me on PSN and Xbox Live at Colorfast with a U.
See, I'm already confused. Tmesmesnesnun? And what is a color man fasting? Why is he doing that? What is it religious?
Yeah, it's religious.
What is Colorfast? Where did you get that from?
I looked at a jumper of mine that said Colorfast Garmin. I was like, hey, that sounds cool. So I wrote Colorfast, and that's my...
See, I did a similar thing. I looked at a garment of mine that had my name written into the label.
It was my
own. I thought, hey, that's kind of catchy.
Yeah. In any case, listeners, what I'd most like you to do out of everything is please write us in, because we'd love to hear from you. But also, if you feel like getting these episodes without having to track down the RSS feed every time, come and rate and subscribe us on iTunes, because that always helps. And tell a friend. We love it when you tell your friends about the show, because God knows I'd love for more people to hear about my boring problems and my terrible jokes.
God knows all about that because he's watching. We've had a decent influx of... Oh, I don't mean decent. We've had a great influx of like new listeners from all across the globe just recently, which is actually really surprising and really fucking rad.
We might not have had a great quantity of them, but we have got a good quality of them.
a good
quality of them.
But no, it's a thrill to have new people listening. So please, if you feel like...
We all have strange and foreign names, which I really like.
Putting some of your friends through the horrible anguish and misery that you and I think we are all going through together. Safety in numbers.
Yeah. And listeners, I'd like to finally thank you for listening to the fucking mess of an episode that this was, because both me and Xavier are not in our right minds just presently.
Next week, or in like a couple of days, I guess, because we'll try and get back on the regular schedule, we'll be back to our previous... I'm not going to guarantee anything.
No.
There'll be an hour and a half of something for you to listen to, and if you don't like it, you can get the fuck out!
Yeah, I'm with Xavier on this one.
Just fuck you for supporting the thing that we do for fun.
Suck it up, you dirty little fucks. I don't need your fucking validation.
We love you. We love each other.
Eat a sack of donkey shit. But I don't need your fucking... I don't need it.
We love our butter.
No, it's... We love our bread. We love our butter. But most of all, I love your mother. Because I fucking do.
It's time
I feel like bed. We cut the podcast off just before I said that.
It's 2 p.m. It's time for bed. Good night, ladies and gents.
Good night, Moon.
Smell you on the flips.
I'll see you next week.
See you next week.
Oh, fuck. Some very racist climate terms.
What are you speaking of?
I'm speaking of the book I'm reading. It's about the Australian language. It's very, very interesting.
We don't have a language, do we?
Yeah, we do.
But of course we do. And indeed, each of us have our own idiolect.
Idiolect. Here we go. Bush idiom.
You're a bush idiom.
A sheep described by a shearer as having enough leather, loose skin, about his neck to make, say, dewlaps for a team of bullocks.
I'm terrified of our country. My understanding of Australia is so limited, and I've lived here my entire life. But I really, I don't know. It's not so much that I feel out of place, but I really, like, all of the little cultural, like, probably the stuff that's in that book, which, by the way, is entitled The Australian Language.
Sydney J. Baker was the author of that one.
Like, all of that stuff is lost on me, you know, and...
This is a very timely discussion, because we recently took a trip...
We saw Australia.
Yeah, we did.
We gazed into its balmy...
More than balmy. It was very, very hot.
It's just because you used the word balmy recently. I was like, ooh, I could see like
a... good word.
Word Noah.
It was very, very warm. And we saw, you know, what a lot of people would consider true Australia, you know, the outback. You know, we drove through all these very small towns, you know, typically farming towns or mining towns.
Or just abandoned fucking waste... land.
Yeah.
There
was a lot of wasteland. This is one of the most inhospitable countries in the world.
Dehospitable. Ex-hospitable.
Dishospitable.
I suppose X would imply that it would at one point have been.
It could have been.
Yeah, it could have been. At some point. I don't know too much about Pangaea.
A luscious oasis. But, yeah, I think we've experienced true Australia, Xavier. I think you're better informed on what really makes up this country than you were before.
I don't feel better off for it, though.
You don't?
No.
Why not?
Well, I'm just feeling a bit crook.
Well, that's true. We did stop at, where was it? It was the petrol station outside of Narrandera.
Sure.
Narrandera or Darlington Point or something. Anyway, we stopped.
Let's say Narrandera, because Darlington Point sounds like 5 minutes from my house, whereas Narrandera sounds like in the middle of the fucking...
Narrandera!
Yeah. Neither of them are too far from each other, but you get the point.
I gotta say, of all the the stops we stopped in, all the like roadhouses, they all had remarkably attractive like service ladies.
I'd like to disagree. I think we talked about this a little at the time, and this is something we could go into more now, which is the concept. I don't want to offend anybody. Obviously, there might be some sort of regional people listening to the show or anything like that. But we did notice that. I think. I'm going to put my own credibility on the line here and say that There is a difference between the attractive person and the country cutie.
Country cutie.
You know, the I think it's more due to our sort of circumstances. We had been, we were traveling as a convoy of something like 15 gents and one female.
Yeah, and 13 gents and one female.
Whatever, some fucking huge number. Yeah. But we, I was surrounded exclusively by the company of men, except for occasionally when I would sort of bump into Sam or whatever.
Oh, I thought you were going to say it's when you're in my car.
Yeah. No, no, no. But yeah, being sort of surrounded by that, it breeds a sort of atmosphere.
Yeah. Your eyes begin to wander.
Exactly.
Places they usually wouldn't.
Yeah. And as such, any female interaction that you happen to get, be it, you know, the 50-plus-year-old matronly...
Hey, Julia was a lovely woman, and I was not interested in her at all. I was just interested in her sandwiches. They were very nice.
Yeah, sure. The sandwiches.
Hey, Julia, Ingunda guy, thank you so much for making us sandwiches and suggesting I work on a cruise ship.
She's a big fan of the show, too. But yeah, I think... do you agree with that? Like, you'll take what you can get?
I refuse to accept this artifice, because that moment in Narandur, when I walked into that roadhouse and saw that lady standing on the counter, that...
Now, her, I don't remember.
About my age, beautiful woman. I will not think that my attraction was the result of being sex-starved.
But yeah.
Or just starved of something to look at. She was beautiful. She was a beautiful woman, and I'm glad she served me.
But yet, you wouldn't drop her a number. You wouldn't.
Of course I wouldn't, because she lives in fucking buttfuck nowhere.
Yeah, that could be a good system.
Drive my car at the cost of several hundreds of dollars.
Yeah.
There and back again for a route.
I don't know. You're always telling me how you like the fancy prostitutes. Like, what's the diff?
The difference is I have to spend 8 to 10 hours on the road.
You could fly.
Fly to Narandura? Where's the connecting flight? how am I getting to Narandura?
All right, buy a chopper, and the rest will take care of itself.
Because that will be cheap.
Yeah.
Oh, anyway.
Because the helicopter fuel is cheap as chips.
But see, I think I could settle down with a country girl. They all seem fairly, like, I don't know, they're all dumb as a bag of bricks, but I reckon I could get
what?
Whoa, what?
They're all dumb as a bag of bricks.
No, no, the ones I interacted with, apart from Julia, she was sparkly.
You're horrible.
No, well, I don't know. She just...
You didn't get to know these people. Maybe they had incredible insights on the world that you would never even understand.
That's true.
They look out at night, like, they gaze out of their window, and you know what they see, Tommy? They don't see city lights. They don't see buzzing traffic. They see the stars. They see the world.
Yeah.
They see things that you could not even compute in your puny, fucking enclosed city brain.
Wow, you told me you were short on patience today, and you really are.
I've been sick.
Yeah, it's true. They could have a grander cosmic understanding than I.
And they know things about their life, which you would never understand.
No, that's true.
What do you know about gas station attendants?
Well, from what I had a short conversation with the girl, I was like...
Oh, so you think you just know it all?
No, no, I opened with the classic line, so what's it like to work in a truck pit stop?
Jesus Christ.
And she said, yeah, it's all right. I was like, do you meet a lot of interesting people? And she was like, yeah, actually we do. I was like, oh,
mostly more interesting than you. Goodbye.
No, she was lovely. She sold me a raspberry lemonade and a Snickers bar.
Mm. She was. You were so in. That's such a good sign.
Yeah.
Putting a transaction through, you know what that means, you know.
Yeah.
You know the old saying, when they put a transaction through, they kind of get some action through.
God, that's awful. Xavier, I'm disappointed in both you and I.
Mm.
Poor old Cameron's going to be listening to this show, and he's going to be so upset.
Well, poor old a lot of people are going to listen to this show and be upset. It's an upsetting program.
You're not going to help me give Cameron a shout-out? For listening to our podcast.
There are other people. It's so weird. You can't just pick a name and then shout them out. You're like,
yes,
oh yeah, Mr. Bugstead, you're incredibly handsome and I like you the most out of anybody. It's like, what the fuck are you doing?
I can play favorites with you. It's my podcast too. Fuck you. I can play favorites with whoever the fuck I like.
I feel like the only way I can compete with that is choosing my own favorites. And I don't think that's
fair. Choose your own favorites, man.
My favorites are everybody. I love you all. Thank you so much for tuning in. I know you don't tune in. That's not how it works. But it's fantastic to know that there are people listening to the show. We've had people writing in. It's all buzz and a go-go. Tommy?
Listeners, please write in if you think Xavier's a massive cheese dick for not committing to a favorite. Come on, guys.
How am I supposed to pick a favorite?
Because they're all good people, but only a few of them are really great people.
What does that mean?
The others are like... They're good, but, you know, they probably killed someone.
You're so exclusive this week. You're like, country people don't know anything.
I didn't say they don't know anything. I'm just, well, from what, my limited interaction with the girl at Narendra, she was very dumb. She wasn't very bright. I'm just saying. I really hope she doesn't listen to this podcast.
Sounds up your alley. She was a big, big supporter of the podcast. Did you notice her bumper sticker? Her SSJ bumper sticker. We don't even make bumper stickers.
I Heart SSJ. Yeah, yeah. It was homemade.
Yeah.
Made from a sticker wrapper.
All right, if I have to pick a favorite,
yeah,
I will pick our new listener.
Mm-hmm.
Not that new, a little new.
Yeah.
Who has been much like the kind of podcast listener that I would like to have.
Is it David?
What? Fuck off. You don't get to guess.
Is it Kevin?
Shush.
Kevin Juan?
Shush.
I like Kevin Juan.
It's not.
Kevin
okay?
Juan's one of my favorites.
Timothy!
Well.
For Christ's sake, you asked me to do this. I'm going to do it.
Okay.
It is somebody who is now following us on the Twitter and the Tweets. Facebook and that kind of thing. And will tweet at us, especially when asked to. When I say something like, we're recording an episode today, he will spring into action. He will ask us a detailed question, one of which you would have heard in this episode, or you will hear, or
you
something. You will have heard, yes. Is, of course, Grotesque Savior from Twitter.
Grotesque Savior.
Mm-hmm.
I like that name.
Yeah.
Makes me think of Jesus.
Because he's written in, he's been listening for a couple, I've been following him, every yeah. movement that he makes.
I thought you were going to say, Luke Milton, but that's okay.
No.
I could have sworn you were going to say Luke Milton.
No.
That's just your thing.
Yeah, but he's been listening for a couple of weeks, and he's written in questions every time. He's been very active. He's liked a couple of the things on the Instagram and that kind of thing. So,
that's
you know,
cool.
Let's give him a little bit of a plug. If you want to follow him on Twitter, you can go do that on Grotesque.
I like you too,
don't
Grotesque.
Don't interrupt me, please.
I like you too, Grotesque Savior.
Hmm.
But I like the Facebook pals as well. I like Kevin. I like David. I like Willoughby. Willoughby's cool. Yeah, let's get on with the show instead of fucking
fuck
just naming
this?
People.
Can we cut this part?
No, this is the fan club segment.
Oh, yeah, you're right. We ought to have 10 minutes of bullshit after the episode.
That's what we have every week.
It's not 10 minutes.
It is 10 minutes.
Oh, Jesus. Maybe we should keep going. Do this for the whole show.
Yeah, this is the podcast. We always say that. Have we started yet?
No.
Okay, good.
I'll hit record.
Okay, cool.
Oh, I was recording.
You're funny.
I'm sick.
In the podcast.
Okay.